This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 10th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. The Senate Judiciary Committee's report on CIA-led torture of detainees around the globe is a damning indictment of an agency that has misled Congress and the White House. Patrick Eddington, a former CIA analyst and policy analyst in Homeland Security and Civil Liberties at the Cato Institute, comments on the report's findings.
We, being the public, now know that the Central Intelligence Agency misled, at best, Congress and the White House on a number of different issues related to the use of extraordinary interrogation techniques, to put it very charitably.
Yes.
What have we learned?
We have learned, in the larger sense, that the Congress, at least members of Congress on the Intelligence Committee, were not informed of this program's existence for over a year after it started. And then after that, only the chairman and ranking members appear to have been kept informed on this for the better part of 5 years. We've also learned that the president himself was not really given any details on this program for a number of years. And when he finally got briefed on some of the more radical techniques that were being used, kind of raised a few questions, but certainly didn't order an end to the program.
Now, I think it's worth noting when we talk about intelligence agencies behaving without specific authorization, this has happened for more than 60 years.
That would be a very fair statement. We, of course, have the agency engaging in very similar conduct during the Cold War at various points. I think this episode, though, is different in some very key ways, in that when the president signed the covert action authorizing the rendition and detention program, this happened on September 17th, 2001, there was no mention in there about the use of any kind of enhanced interrogation techniques. So this idea was basically cooked up in the agency. You had a lot of folks basically kind of called into this process, including, of course, agency lawyers, who we know from the fall of 2002 on were looking for creative legal ways, essentially, to try to get away with this. And they had to go so far as to then DCI, Director of Central Intelligence, George Tenet, to get him to send a letter to the president asking that the agency be exempted from the obligations the U.S. has under the Geneva Convention not to engage in these kinds of activities. So lots of blame to go around here, lots of extremely radical things that were used, so-called rectal hydration. There were drills and Russian roulette that were used here. There was sleep deprivation in one case over 180 hours, inducing amazing hallucinations in this individual. And then, of course, we had at least one death that took place with a detainee in CIA custody.
At best, what can be said about the intelligence gleaned from all of these techniques?
At best, we can say that none of the information that was obtained prevented or disrupted any plot or attack on the United States. They might have gained some additional information about al-Qaeda and its structure from this from these activities, but it's information they were getting from other sources anyway.
John McCain on the floor of the Senate said recently, we gave up a lot in order to get the sense that we were using these techniques in order to make us safer. And in his estimation, the United States has given up too much.
I think that's absolutely on point, and there is no one with greater moral authority and direct personal experience to speak to that reality than Senator McCain.
What has outgoing Senator Mark Udall, who has been very critical of intelligence agencies, in particular during the Obama administration, he's been one of the loudest people against NSA surveillance and trying to reform those authorities. What has he said?
Today, Mr. Udall went to the floor of the United States Senate to essentially give a valedictory speech, kind of a farewell speech, in which he called out the president of the United States by name for failing to lead on this issue and to actually follow through in all the ways that he pledged. And among many of the things that Senator Udall noted was that several CIA employees who were involved in these activities are still on the CIA payroll, which is beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned.
We're talking broadly about a little over 100 detainees, and we know that maybe a fifth or fewer of them were simply wrongfully held.
Yes. Yes. So this goes back to kind of the chaos and the mismanagement of the program. They were not properly identifying individuals who actually had, at least potentially had information, and in some cases picked up people who had absolutely no connection to terrorism whatsoever. That, of course, is still one of the problems with what we have going on at Guantanamo.
One of the claims that have been made by Michael Hayden, who is a former director of the CIA, is that one of the things that has lent legitimacy to the existence and continuation of these programs, even though the Obama administration made significant changes in 2009, his argument essentially is nobody prosecuted anyone for having done this. And that makes it okay.
Makes it all good. Yeah, terrific rationalization. I don't think that I was just following orders. Defense ever flies. I don't think it ever justifies anything like that. And that's something else that Senator Udall talked about very eloquently on the Senate floor today.
Now that we know that the depth and breadth of this program or these programs. Is there any sense that there will be prosecutions or convictions of any kind?
So, yeah, that's the tough one. Yesterday, the Justice Department reiterated that on the basis of the 2009 investigation conducted by Special Counsel John Durham, they are not at this point going to reopen the bidding essentially on potential prosecutions of folks here. What I think is a more interesting question is whether or not the International Criminal Court might get involved in this. And there's a good piece today in the Washington Post by a legal scholar kind of talking about some of the issues that would be involved there. Not entirely clear whether that would be doable or not. And I guess from our perspective, not clear that that's a place you even want to necessarily go. I think a far more important thing to focus on here is that we need to change the law to get the CIA out of the detention business, period, either directly or indirectly. That's the real solution here.
Patrick Eddington is a former CIA analyst and current policy analyst in Homeland Security and Civil Liberties at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.